Get your free 2018 year-ahead horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 6th and the whole weekend. Well, Mercury, your ruler linked to Uranus, is always full of surprises and I'm sure it's not going to let you down this weekend. This is one of those energies where you should do things spontaneously, spur of the moment, especially if you can do it with somebody who you really get on with. If you're on your own, then the surprise here could mean meeting somebody or being with someone who could really sweep you off your feet. And here's your Sunday stars. What energy Mars and Jupiter have together. Wow, this is a force to be reckoned with. And for you, it's going to fall into your sixth house of health. So anything medical now is enhanced by this, and I would love you to get involved in a new regime to increase your strength and stamina, to get your adrenaline going so much that you will have more than va-va-voom, you will actually cross the winning line ahead of everyone else. And here's your Monday stars. Lots going on, and the energy comes from signs like Capricorn and Scorpio. Scorpio is about work and employment and health and well-being, and Capricorn is about that fatalistic side, things that happen which you have no control over. But they're all good aspects, and the aspects between all of these planets mean something's going to happen, something good, but you won't know when, where, or what. And here's your Tuesday stars. Well, the energy is focused very much on the sign of Capricorn. Three almighty aspects means that you need to suss out your eighth house and understand what your eighth house means. Now, it's in my book, You Can Change Your Life, but let me just put it like this. It is transforming. It is a resurrection. It is moving your life from the past to the future in phoenix-like fashion. And here's your Wednesday stars. When you put the Sun and Mars together, and yesterday it kind of got lost, but Venus and Mars too, there's desire and there's passion in your stars now. And what this really means is that if you focus on two areas of your life, one is health and one is work and business, then you can really start to make things happen. And that's what these stars this week are all about for you. Your chance to make things happen. And here's your Thursday stars. As though he doesn't want to be left out, your ruling planet Mercury moves into Capricorn. As if half the solar system isn't already there, Mercury adds his mental, cerebral and intellectual weight to it. So mentally now you're all fixed up and ready to do things you wouldn't normally do. It's great for applying logic to things that are of a financial nature or anything to do with the more intimate side of your life, including sex. And here's your Friday stars. The moon is kind of lost in your seventh house of relationships. That doesn't mean it's bad, but it does mean you need to think hard and long about the new year and who you want to spend it with. 2018, could it be someone new in your life? Or if you're already single, are you going to meet somebody? All options are open here. The important thing is you need to be with someone understanding and who loves you.
Get your year-ahead personalised horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi. Each report is based on your specific time, date and place of birth and contains your monthly and daily horoscope for every day of 2018. You can also try before you buy. Visit russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi for your free preview.